cousins, sisters-in-law. And yes, men, you are also welcome in the house. You'll have a day, Father's Day, where we'll celebrate you as well. But as our children are finding their classrooms, I just felt today, I enjoy sharing on Mother's Day maybe because I'm a mother. But I always like to acknowledge all the ladies of the house on Mother's Day because we're all daughters first. We're all daughters of the King. And like our pastor often reminds us, his favorite verse out of Psalm 139, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And he intentionally knit us together in our mother's wombs. So this morning, I just want to bless the ladies of the house. I want to bless mothers who have lost children. I want to bless women who have lost their mothers. I want to bless those with strained relationships with their mothers. You know, that happens. And mothers with strained relationship with their children. Those who have not chosen to be mothers, I want to bless you today. Those that are yearning to be mothers, I want to bless you today. Single women, young women who don't even know what their future holds regarding motherhood, I want to bless you today. And I want to speak God's favor over all the women in the house. Amen. Can you receive that? Amen. Amen. So personally for me, I'm blessed that, first of all, I'm a daughter, I'm a mother, and I'm a grandmother. And the scripture we're going to look at this morning may seem a little odd for Mother's Day, but bear with me. We're going to look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. And I'll just read it from the screen because it's a little different translation than my notes. This letter is from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, appointed by the command of God, our Savior, and Jesus Christ, who gives us hope. To Timothy, he's writing. I'll just read from my notes here. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 3, I thank God whom I serve, as my ancestors did. I'm going to put in forefathers, foremothers. As my ancestors did, Paul writes, with a clear conscience, as day and night I constantly remember you in my prayers. Remember, this is a spiritual father to Timothy. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. And verse 5, this is our key verse this morning. I am reminded of your sincere faith. Here it says genuine faith, Timothy. For you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. Now, Paul intentionally named the mother and the grandmother. And I think that's important for us to note because he intentionally knows you by name. And this is the only time in the whole of scriptures that their names are mentioned, but he calls them by name. And looking throughout the word, we see forefathers. Remember I said, look at forefathers. Paul wrote, as my ancestors did, as my forefathers did, whom I serve. Throughout the Old Testament, we hear Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, right? We have fathers, sons, grandsons. That's explicit throughout the whole Bible, because they're referred to in the New Testament as well. But to me, that implicitly means there were mothers, grandmothers, granddaughters, right? There has to be. And so this morning, we don't all carry that role or title, but we all carry an imprint of his design upon our lives. All right? Are you with me? So on this Mother's Day, let's look at this one New Testament example where Paul says, remember your grandmother Lois and Eunice. Paul makes it clear that Timothy's genuine, it says there, and strong faith first dwelt in his mother and grandmother. And Barry referred to that this morning, honoring his own grandmother. Take note that even within this epistle, 2 Timothy, Paul names 22 names. You know, aren't you guys sometimes like me and kind of skip over the genealogies in the Bible? You know, in Matthew, the genealogy of Jesus. But those names aren't there by accident. They're there, just like Paul named 22 in this epistle. They're not there by accident because he is demonstrating the love of the Father on each son and on each daughter. And I want this morning, I pray the whole house will receive the love of God over your life. And that you will know before you walk out that door that you are chosen. That you're not an accident. No matter what stories you've been told of your life, you are here on purpose for God's purpose. Amen. And Isaiah 41 verse 9 says such. I think he's got that one up. There it is. I have called you back from the ends of the earth, saying, you are my servant. Here it is. For I have chosen you. And here it says, not throw you away. That's strong language. My version says, I will not reject you. And so right now, I just speak to those who have felt rejected in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray you come to that place within your son or your daughter where they have been lied to and been told that they're no good, that they've been completely rejected because they didn't do this, this, or that, or because they were this, this, or that. So Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, you lift off the lie and remind each one of their chosenness. Amen. Okay, so here's the fun part for me. I don't know if you'll be bored or not, but I like to share a little of my story when we're talking, and it helps you know me a little better too. So today, I'd like to remember that I'm a daughter, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and it started with first me being born, right? So I've got a couple pictures here to show you. Yeah, that's me, the little one on the right, on my mother's lap. Isn't she cute? But I was a daughter first, and I carry the DNA of my mother and my father. That's my sister and my brother. And somehow we all were on a piano bench for this picture. I was told, I don't remember it, but I was told the piano bench broke at the end of that photo because it wasn't meant to hold a family of five. But the point is, I'm a daughter, and I carry my mother's DNA. There's another picture here. There I am again in the middle. And look at my lovely mother on the left, June. Her name's June. And that's my grandmother, Catherine. And Catherine was called Kitty. And Catherine was from a generation where mothers mostly stayed at home. My grandmother was a journalist. And she worked for the Galveston Morning News, and she was a reporter. And she was, I only found that picture recently, so I guess that's why I wanted to share it. I just think such a glamorous shot of my legacy, my history. Now, I don't know about my grandmother's faith. I don't know if she was a Lois for me. But I know my mom came to the Lord at the same time as my brother and my father and I in the 70s, during that Jesus movement that happened in the 70s. Anybody see Jesus Revolution? We were saved in that movement. And I know from then, my mother's prayers carried me through a lot. So I have so much to be thankful for. I know her prayers covered me when I left for Zimbabwe with a 5-month-old and a 2-year-old and had 4 years of my heart falling in love with this beautiful nation. But my mother's prayer carried me. I know she did. They strengthened me, like Paul said to Timothy of his mother and grandmother, through the storms. We navigated because we all go through the storms. So yes, I'm a daughter. Secondly, I'm a mother. Got another picture for you. Then I became a mother. Those are my two little ones. That's in Africa, actually. I think that's actually Swaziland. My son, John Michael, my daughter, Hannah. And the Lord blessed me to raise and release my children. And I believe as mothers, we have that calling to impart and implant our faith into our children, just like Eunice did. Our sincere faith. I didn't make them servants of Christ, but I pray my life influenced them. And like that little boy, by that age, he was already quoting Psalm 23 and Psalm 1, and we just memorized scriptures at bedtime. That was our bedtime routine. And I just want to share the influence mothers that we have today, that you may not understand that influence and authority you carry in your home goes much further by your actions, not your words. Because our words are forgotten. But when the kids hit the storms of life, what did mom do? What did dad do? So I prayed over them the best I could. I led them in faith the best I could. And then I released them. And we can show the next one. And they became adults. There they are. That was probably 12 years ago. And they love the Lord. And John Michael has 4 children. Hannah has 2. And they're raising their children to love the Lord. Blessed. Blessed. I pray I can be a Eunice. I pray that I was a Eunice as I raised my son and my daughter and imparting sincere, genuine faith into them. So third, last picture. I'm now a grandmother. And they're my little jewels. Aren't they precious? Yes. Precious. I have the great joy of these 6 grandchildren that I have the privilege to be a Lois over them through my prayers and through my life. I live very far away from them. They're all in America. But my prayers cross the ocean. And that's what I'm really emphasizing today. Ladies, whether you're mother or not mother, you are a daughter, to understand the authority you carry for your home, for your workplace, for your school, for your jobs, for the bus into the city, for your shopping area. Remember who you carry. And use that authority. Because people are watching. Like I said, you'll forget what I said today, but I bet you remember the pictures a little bit. Because our movements, our actions, our lifestyles, how we respond in crisis, and believe me, we have all, I'm no different from any of you, we have all navigated very difficult crises in our lives. But God has been faithful and has brought us through, whether he answered our prayers as we had hoped he would or not. He was nevertheless faithful. Timothy's faith was strengthened to walk through unimaginable storms, much worse than I have, because of the faith he learned from Eunice and Lois. So today, you may not be a mother or a grandmother, but you are a daughter. First and foremost, daughter of the King, as I mentioned, and you have influence beyond what you may realize. Even as a sister, an auntie, a half-sister, a cousin, whatever you are within your family and your community, you carry a power and authority of carrying God's presence in your life and releasing it to those around you, that realm of influence that the Lord has given you. Your faith, steadfastness through trouble and storms speaks to those around you. Those you have influence over, they pay attention, you know? They watch. They see how you react in the crisis. They see how you treat your children. They see how you speak to your husband. Are you following what I'm saying? It's not so much our words. It's who he is in us, and by his grace that he helps us respond in loving, kind ways to those around us instead of reacting. Does that make sense? So we carry that authority, that influence, that power. Like Paul said to Timothy, Lois and Eunice imparted that genuine faith in you. So Barry's going to come here in a minute, but I just want to close. He mentioned Anna this morning, but just I'm going to just read off a few things that as women, as daughters, we don't have to be mothers, but as women and daughters, it's very timely, don't you think, from what's happened in the country this week? I find it Mother's Day, the weekend of the referendum, quite remarkable. But remember that spiritual women, and I'm putting you in there, okay? Spiritual women are wise. Proverbs 14:1. The wise woman builds her house. The foolish one pulls it down. A spiritual woman is courageous, like Deborah, the warrior, right? Spiritual women dedicate themselves to the Lord and their gifts to the Lord, like Anna that Barry talked about this morning. She dedicated her life. She served the temple. She knew where she had to be day in and day out to see the promise of God fulfilled in her life. A spiritual woman accepts God's will for their lives, like Mary. Be it unto me, as you have said, Lord, even though vast persecution was going to come from her becoming pregnant by the Holy Spirit that nobody understood. She refused to bow to the persecution and said, Lord, be it unto me. She didn't understand it all, but be it unto me, as you have said. And spiritual women choose God, his people, over heritage, culture, even blood, family if necessary. And that's what I love about our church, because we are a family regardless of our culture, where we came from. And because the blood of Christ makes us one. Amen? And spiritual women choose to do what is right regardless of consequences, like Esther, perhaps. You were chosen for such a time as this, and it could have cost her life to approach the king. But she chose to do what the Lord had said. And like Martha, spiritual women serve the Lord and serve his servants. And we have a house full here this morning. And so we're going to pray. Barry, you want to come up?
I'm going to pray with you, ladies. And I'm going to have all the ladies stand, young ladies, whether you're a mother or a grandmother or a great-grandmother. Ladies, please stand, even the young ladies, daughters. Young daughters, as Anne has spoken. Let me share this before I pray. Over the next days ahead here, I've been working with a situation which is very tragic in a family in business. And there's seemingly at present, it's come to a standstill. And the Lord has quickened to me to go to the mother of the family. She's now a widow. And speak to her. What do you feel needs to be done? Now, ladies, very often, and I was in business, the wisdom in a mother, a grandmother, or a daughter, we can discard it, and that's foolish. So representing the men of the house, I want to give my respect and honor to you ladies in your rightful place. And you can pray for me, because this woman, I know she will say something to me that will be of help to the rest of this family and open a few doors, or even one door that we need open presently. So I'm going to do this. The days ahead here, I'm going to go to her and speak to her privately. And I want to bless you now with your wisdom. And I want to bless you in your giving. Ladies, I want to bless you. This lady that we're going to see has given faithfully, tithing to the house of God from the week she got saved many years ago. And when I was praying about this, the Lord just quickened to me, I'm going to return this. They may say, well, Barry, you're just tying this in to get bigger offerings. I'm giving you facts. You can translate it how you want. But I'm going to pray over your tithes and over your offerings and over your family and over your children and your great-grandchildren, that your children's children will be blessed, okay? Let me pray. Lord, I pray. And in praying over you, ladies, I pray the prayer of Anna, that Lord God Almighty, you will see the Lord's goodness. You will see the blessing of God amongst the generation that's growing up. I speak it over your daughters here this morning. I speak it over your mothers. And I speak it over grandmothers. And I speak it over the house of God in Maranatha. I bring the place of respect to those women that have carried us, many of us, in prayer, through perseverance and persistence. We want to bless you. And this morning, I'm going to pray this prayer. May it be multiplied back to your life many times over. Yes, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In other words, it'll go out from your family into other families. The goodness of the Lord. Ladies, would you receive that? And I come against barrenness, miscarriage. I speak against abortion. I speak against death. And I speak against suicide. From the house of God, which carries the blessing of God, may your home be protected. In Jesus' name. Fruitfulness. Amen. Let's all stand together and come and bring your offering and your tithes, and may we rejoice in the goodness and blessing of God. Amen.
Sorry. The offering baskets are here, so feel free to come on down. And then we're going to close.
Yeah. I'm going to pray with you as you come. Just come, bring your tithes, bring your offerings. I'm going to bless you. Lord, I bless each one that gives right now. Pray in the name of Jesus. The blessing of God, the goodness of God, the provision of God in your giving. May your home, your life, your family be blessed. Your children, your children's children. I speak it today. I speak the goodness of God in all of your giving. May it be multiplied back to you. May the goodness of God come. May provision come. And where there has been an emptiness or a lack of provision, Lord, we close up that gap today. We pray in the name of Jesus, you will come, and the blessing of God will be in your lives.
And I just want to pray health and healing over the families today, because there's many fighting disease, many fighting just attacks of the enemy. And I'm speaking as one who is fighting a battle myself. So Lord God, I pray in Jesus' name that you lift off disease, that you lift off illness, that by the blood of Jesus, you bring healing and wholeness to these homes that will be fruitful and multiply for the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise in the valley. Praise on the mountain. Praise when I'm sure. Praise when I'm doubting. praise when outnumbered, I praise when surrounded. Praise is the one.